Welcome to an Englishman in the Balkans podcast. I'm David.
I'm Tamara.
And this podcast is where we bring you stories of life, culture, and adventure in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
From the unique perspective of exploring this beautiful corner of the world.
Whether you're here for travel tips, cultural insights, or simply to share in the stories of everyday life, we're glad you've joined us. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey. You know, living out here, away from the city buzz, you become intimately familiar with all the rhythms of life, the beautiful, and let's be honest, the not so glamorous parts too. Yesterday, for example, my neighbor rolled up with his tractor, towing a huge cylindrical tank and a pump. His mission? To empty our septic tank. Now I know, that's probably not the sort of opening line you'd expect from a podcast. But stick with me, there's more to this than meets the nose. Watching him work got me thinking about an article I read recently about waste disposal in 17th and 18th century England. Back then they had what were called night soilmen. These brave or maybe, perhaps just very desperate souls would come into the dead of night to shovel out human waste from household cesspits. They'd load it onto carts and haul it away, often selling it to farmers who needed fertilizer. It sounds grim, but these men played an essential role in keeping cities running and preventing disease outbreaks. Without them, London and other towns would have been unbearable and quite dangerous. Meanwhile, at the same time, in the Ottoman Empire, including right here in Bosnia, they had their own approach to dealing with waste. Cleanliness is deeply rooted in Islamic teachings, so sanitation wasn't just practical, it was also spiritual. In cities like Istanbul, waste was collected at night too. Workers would discreetly clean out cesspits and transport the waste outside city walls. But here's the fascinating part. In Istanbul, farmers actually called this collective waste altın toprak, or gold soil, because it was so rich in nutrients. Imagine that. Bidding wars over waste. Farmers would bribe collectors to get the best loads first. Talk about turning trash into treasure. In rural Bosnia, things weren't so different. Simple pit latrines, wooden outbuildings known as čardaks, and waste composting were all part of village life. And while technology has moved on, the idea that nothing really goes away still remains. So fast forward to yesterday, where I watched my neighbour empty our septic tank with his tractor and pump. It's a modern echo of an ancient practice, a living thread connecting English night soilmen, Ottoman gold soil collectors, and us in today's Bosnian countryside. We often think of waste as flush and forget, but in rural life, you stay connected to the basics, the cycles that sustain us, and the humble realities that ground us. Next time somebody asks why I've chosen this life in Bosnia, far from city sewers and convenient flushes, I might just tell them about the tractor, the night soilmen of London, and the Ottoman farmers fighting over gold soil. It's a surprising, slightly humorous, but deeply human story that reminds me we're all connected by the same fundamental needs, no matter where we live or what century we're in. Thanks for joining me today on this slightly unusual journey. If you've enjoyed this story, you can read and see more on my blog, where I share personal reflections and cultural tales from here in Bosnia and beyond. Until next time, do stay curious and maybe give a nod of gratitude to whoever deals with your waste, past or present.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast, where we hope you have discovered something new about Bosnia and Herzegovina.
If you've enjoyed the show, be sure to hit subscribe and share it with others who might enjoy a journey through the Balkans.
Want to help us keep the stories coming? You can support the podcast by visiting Buy Me a Coffee.
Your support helps us share even more about life, culture, and the hidden gems of this incredible region.
You will find the link in the show notes, along with extra content on our Substack, including behind-the-scenes insights and updates.
And of course, we'd love to hear from you. Send us your thoughts, questions, or ideas for future episodes.
Until next time, živjeli!